You are likely listening to this book because someone close to you has died and you are grieving. Or perhaps someone beloved is dying and you are apprehensive and confused. You are in disbelief and don't know how to manage your anguish, your fears, and the strange feelings of anger that sometimes flash through you. The sorrow festers and haunts you. It sometimes takes control over you. You don't recognize your own behavior. One moment, you welcome the swell of people who come over to your home with sympathy, food, and many kind words about your dear one. The next moment, you have no patience for anyone. You wish they'd all stop asking how you're doing and just go away. You want to be alone. You don't want to be alone. Your grief gnaws at your stomach and anxiety strangles your voice. You can barely breathe as the pain burrows deep into your mind, your body, and your soul. An old photograph, a dog-eared book, a mug, a chair, or even a familiar hairbrush sends you into convulsions of sobbing and despair. Souls leave fingerprints. You gasp and struggle to push down the flutters of panic that suddenly appear and practically stop your heart. Death is harsh and final and terrifying, and we Americans are not so adept at handling it or discerning the curative significance of grief. We often just turn over our bereavement to the clergy, the mortuaries, and even the radio and television psychologists who do the consoling, the business managing of the mortuary services, and the proffering of guidance. They do the work. We do the sadness. Grief is a personal opportunity, and if dealt with directly, evolves into a hard-won blessing. Grief is a chance to visit with somebody at exactly the time he or she leaves you. Grief is a continued relationship with the dead that can nurture you rather than destroy you. This book is not about theology or clinical therapy in the matter of bereavement, although both play major roles for a lot of people when it comes to recovery from loss and death. Rather, this book is about helping people cross the bridge of grief to the path of peace. It does so less with religious sanctimony and more with real stories of people who have died well and left behind wiser survivors. Throughout this book, I'll not only share about learning how to live with loss, but also the hope and promise found on the other side of the existence we know. This book is based on my decades of comforting both the dying and their survivors, and contains a simple plea. However you do it, you must grieve. After all, grief and grieving are part of the human condition. If you put it off or avoid it altogether, you may suffer a delayed depression or a paralyzing melancholy as you attempt to return to your everyday activities. I've seen it happen too many times. It darkens your spirit and will threaten or cripple your ability to live, work, and play. That's not what your loved one wanted to happen to you. Let's not give away more to death than it has already taken.